This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We did the football version of this on Monday. We'll do basketball on Friday. Today, it is MLB time. If you could have magically granted an MLB player, past or present, health throughout their career, who would you choose? 877-881-1053, Frankel & Frankel, injury attorney, text line. By the way, there's already a ton of them. And we're going to open this up to even, let's say, addiction. Because Josh Hamilton has come up, and obviously career trajectory, his body breaking down, one would think would have been quite a bit different without the addiction issues. So if you want to throw that in there, I definitely understand that. From the 903, if you can, Alec, this is one of my considerations. Go ahead and play cut number 13, because they said it's this fella.
This one by Mattingly. Oh, hang on.
He was on my list because
that's a good one.
Until his chronic back injuries popped up on him, this dude had numbers that were insane. He also didn't he have one year where he led the MLB in grand slams and then never hit another grand slam outside of that?
I have seen that graphic. I've never fact checked it, but if it's true, that is amazing.
Dude, he was batted 323 in 85 as an MVP. And 368, 521 with a 144 OPS plus. From 82 to 89, he topped 300 every year. Like, this dude was amazing.
So through his age 28 season, and that's when he started running into some of the issues with his back, he was 323 hitter, OPS plus of 144, as you just mentioned, MVP, had another runner-up, had two other top seven finishes, led the league in doubles three times, hits twice, RBIs once, and won a batting title. And he didn't make it in to the Hall of Fame, and that's one of the tough things. I get it. That's how it goes. Like, did injuries take you down? But it really looked like he was on pace to be a no doubt Hall of Famer.
This name is going to pop up locally for sure, but I think that the rest of the world would agree, Prince Fielder.
I hadn't thought about that one, so that is a good one.
He was a dominant hitter for the Brewers, and by the time we finally got to him when he was at the Detroit, he was still a great hitter. Great hitter, not just home run hitter.
Yeah.
He was a great hitter.
Yeah.
And then I think neck injury was more a problem for a longer time than we'll ever know. And that was the thing that kind of brought him down there. And so but Prince Fielder was definitely one of those that we were hanging a lot on him in expectation of him with Beltre, what that combo should be like. And it never quite turned out, but he was great up until that point.
Yeah. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about that one. So I like that one a lot. Now my choice is going to be, if we can go ahead and go to cut number 11, I think there are a lot of options here. But to me, this was my immediate no doubt selection.
And he drills it out to left center field. Steven's going to watch it go. Goodbye. Mike Trout assaulted that one. A two-run homer into the rock pile.
I want you to think about this. His first eight full seasons in Major League Baseball, Mike Trout finished worse than second for MVP one time. Worse than second. And guess what he did that year? He finished fourth with an OPS of 1.071 and an on-base percentage of 442. So obviously, that must have been the greatest year in the history of baseball. But the whole reason that he finished fourth that year is, guess what? He missed about 50 games. And so if not for that, you would be looking at first 2 years in the league, second for MVP, second for MVP. Then he won. Then he was second. Then he won. Then he probably would have won again. Then he would have finished second and won again. That means, if not for injury in that one season, there's a good chance his first eight seasons, he would have four MVPs and four MVP runner-ups, which is the craziest thing, I think, in the history of baseball. I know there are lots of other viable candidates, and we will get into that. But 8 years, and the worst you ever would have finished was second for MVP, is freaking bananas. And then 2020, he was mostly healthy, but it was the COVID year. And even then, he finished fifth for MVP. Since then, you have seen a massive drop-off in his ability to play. Think about this. The one season he came even close to playing a full season, he still missed 43 games, and these were his numbers: 40 home runs, 80 RBIs, 999 OPS, and that's by missing 43 games. If you could have had a healthy Mike Trout, I love Pujols, I love Griffey. I think Mike Trout at optimum health would have left everybody in the dust.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out when Griffey's injuries really, was it Cincinnati?
Yeah, and like playing in Seattle
did not help.
Yeah.
But so when he goes to Cincinnati and all of a sudden MVP conversations don't exist anymore for him. But from 1989 to 19, for a 10-year span,
he's unbelievable.
He was the dude. But after that, he had a 21-year career.
Yeah.
So like you're like, oh, injuries for Ken Griffey Jr. But he just kept going until he was 40. Now, well, he wasn't as dominant. At 37, he had 30 home runs. But he wasn't as dominant for a stretch. But I think that Ken Griffey Jr. lived out his career. And injuries, I'm not going to say injuries played. I think you turn 30 and that's just life.
So
but maybe I'm wrong.
So you felt like it was a more natural progression of the body getting older, whereas opposed to... For Trout, it kind of felt like he got to 27, 28, and his body was like...
Yeah, and I know injuries were a problem for Griffey late, but he'd already accomplished a lot by that time to get to that point.
And so I think we're going to get a lot of...
But somebody's right. He might be the home run king, if not for his longevity.
That I do agree with, because he's, even as it stood, he has more than 600 home runs.
630.
Okay, so think about this for just a second. You were just talking about this. Let's take that 10-year stretch of when, you know, he really was like getting in the full time. And I know he played most of the time his rookie season. But here's his MVP finishes. And Ken Griffey Jr. is an all-time great, great, great player. And depending on where you grew up, he might have inspired you to love baseball or your fashion or your hat or your swing or any...
Yeah, I'm wearing my hat backwards for a reason right now.
Or any number of things. MVP finishes 19th, 9th, 17th, 5th, 2nd, not in there, 4th, 1st, 4th, and 10th. That is unbelievable and clearly puts you on the path to the Hall of Fame. And that's why I can't stop thinking about how amazing Mike Trout would have been with full health. Because just in that 8-year span, probably 4 MVPs, 4 runners-up, and then it is easy to let your mind take you to places about where he could have gone these last several seasons. And unfortunately, it just looks like that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's maybe he'll play 100 games, but like that's probably all you're going to get. From the 972, and I was curious how many of these votes we would get, because this makes a lot of sense to me as well. Bo Jackson, for obvious reasons. And you go back to our discussion on Monday about football players, Bo Jackson got plenty of votes then as well. And I think that does show the amazingness of the athlete as a core, that he would come up in two of these discussions for two different sports.
And you obviously still hate him, but that's fine.
I do not hate Bo Jackson.
Albert Pujols is a great one, but I stick with age.
Okay.
You know, like he turns 36 and all of a sudden he's starting to, you know, turn down a little bit. But up until that point, it was great. I think he couldn't run at some point. His feet were hurting him so much.
Yeah.
But let me throw one in there that like just kind of got turned out of nowhere. Johan Santana.
Man, I thought that dude was going to dominate for like 12 years.
He threw the first no-hitter in Mets franchise history.
That's crazy.
They stink. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, they're not. They don't stink.
Just say it as an organization. He made 10 more starts after that season. 10 more.
Wow.
And didn't pitch in the majors after that at all.
That is crazy.
So from 04 to 08 with the Twins and the Mets, he put together a Hall of Fame caliber peak. 86-39 with a 2.82 ERA, more than a strikeout per inning and two Cy Young awards. Like you were saying, you thought that guy was going to, and he tosses the no-hitter and you're like, holy crap, he's arrived.
Oh,
we're
all
in trouble. And then he's done because he threw 700 pitches in that game.
Yeah, no, Johan Santana is an amazing one because we talk about this all the time off air. There are so many players like Johan Santana that if you weren't like alive and paying attention to sports at that particular time,
you missed on him.
Yeah, and you will never think that person was anybody of like great importance or specialty. But if you were like a fan for those 4 years, you're like, dude, Johan Santana, man, he was the guy. And that might be a whole nother separate segment of like, if you missed these 3 or 4 years, do you not know who this player is? You know, because I bet there are tons of players across all the sports that if you weren't locked in for this like short amount of time, you don't know how important that player was.
It's very easy because he's here, but even whenever he was with the Mets, Jacob DeGrom, obviously, because he could be the best to ever throw a baseball.
Agreed. Give me cut number 12. Jacob DeGrom was next up on my list.
And he kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Schoenewell strikes out. Got him with a fastball right around the top rail there. So two batters, two strikeouts for DeGrom here in the fifth.
So I know people talk about the back-to-back Cy Youngs, but when we're having this conversation, let's all focus in on the 2021 season.
Okay.
The 2021 season Jacob DeGrom was having, I believe, was going to go down as the greatest pitching season of all time.
1.08 ERA.
And his strikeout per walk ratio was like 13 to 1.
146 strikeouts.
In how many innings?
92
innings. 146 strikeouts in 92 innings.
The year before, he had 104 strikeouts in 68 innings.
Like, and at least then, jeez, it was just the COVID year.
Yeah.
But think about this. Jacob DeGrom that year made 15 starts. He finished ninth in the Cy Young voting, despite the fact that he started less than half the season. He was 7-2 with a 1.08 ERA. His whip was 0.55. I have never seen a number like that in my life. I'm going to have to go back to the Bob Gibson season where they're like, well, this isn't fair to everybody else. We're going to have to change the mound. He was going to be the Cy Young. He was going to be the MVP. Jacob DeGrom is a great answer because you can't help but wonder, would that have been like maybe his fourth straight Cy Young or his third in 4 years? And then when is he going to make it 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6, on and on and on. He probably never would have been on the Rangers, but that's a great answer.
Yeah. No, and now again, as I don't know if he would have been on the Rangers, but now that he is a Ranger, obviously I'm like, hey. And another one I would probably throw that label onto, also a Ranger, is Corey Seager. how many?
Yeah, that one's
interesting. Corey Seager's had these multiple years with 33 home runs, 35 home runs, and I wonder if it could be 45 if he didn't miss these extra games per year.
Alec, is there a particularly different direction that you wanted to go, or have we just talked far too much and stomped on some of your picks?
No, erring on the side of tragedy and then an interesting current player for me.
Okay.
Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
Obviously the tragic boat accident. He was electric. He was awesome. He was really fun to watch. And then I hate the team he plays for, and I don't want him to ever be good for the team he plays for. But Yordan Alvarez.
Ooh, that's an interesting
one. If his hands and his knees never gave up on himself, then people would be on radio and TV saying some unfathomable things about how good of a hitter he is. They would be saying crazy superlatives about him, and it would probably be fair. He's an incredible hitter.
I agree with that, and I see your point, too, about like, hey, I don't need him to be great now, though. Now, Corey, I wanted to throw out two more guys that from a certain time and place. Mark Pryor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Aaron Carey would. Do you remember when it looked like the Cubs were going to win like five World Series in a decade because they had the two most unstoppable pitchers back to back?
Every feature on ESPN was about those two guys.
For sure.
Every single one of them. And I was like, hold on. They already have Carey Wood, who's dominant.
Yes.
And now who's this Mark Pryor guy that's about to be even better?
Yes. He might be even better.
Real quick, you know who has the current active lowest career ERA?
Who's that?
Jacob DeGrom, 2.50. Yeah, you know who's second?
Clayton Kershaw?
2.52.
Oh.
So he's got 0.02 on him right now. Chris Sale is at 3.04. So,
which is still amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Now, okay. I'll take that, Chris Sale. By the way, I wanted to throw out two older school players because I did see these come up a couple of different times. Mickey Mantle and Sandy Koufax. You know what? If Mike Trout, the Mickey Mantle is who Mike Trout reminded me of. And if you go back to like his most dominant era, kind of mid-50s to early 60s, MVP races. Fifth, first, fifth, 17th, second, first. And he had troubles with his body. Now, I realize some of that was probably alcohol related, but like we talked about Josh Hamilton, we're granting kind of across the board, you can fix this person's life. And then Sandy Koufax is an amazing one.
Okay, I don't.
So
I just know Sandy Koufax was awesome. I didn't know injuries hurt him.
How do you know how old he was when he retired then?
I do not know.
30.
Oh. And that was, he had just started warming up for Cy Young.
Yes. Think about this. When he retired, his last season, he won the Cy Young.
He'd won the Cy Young 3 out of the last 4 years of his career.
Correct. And the year he didn't win, he finished 3rd. His doctors initially told him that he should not pitch in the 1966 season. And he said, I hear you, Doc. Thanks for the heads up. Don't tell anybody. That's a real thing. What did he do that year? He went 27-9 with a 1.73 ERA and won the Cy Young. In the year, his doctor said, don't pitch anymore. And then after that, he retired.
The year he finished 30 at a 1.74 ERA.
Who the hell was better than that?
I gotta go find out.
But like, so he won 3 of 4 going into retirement. It feels logical to wonder, would he have won like another 3 Cy Youngs or something like that?
Dean Chance and Larry Jackson were the head of him, and their ERAs were 3.14 for Larry Jackson and a 1.65 for Dean Chance. So he was pretty good.
All right. Good job for Dean Chance. The Larry Jackson voters?
Come on, what are we doing here?
I don't know about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the Expressway. We got NFL overreaction or reality, our 21 Pilots giveaway, and we will talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on The Fan.
A hop step and a fadeaway. No, the rebound for Gongba. And an outlet pass for Cooper Flagg. In on Hildreth, crossed him over and threw it down! My goodness, what a move in the paint!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, I wanted to throw this out there. There are some crazy numbers out there for Cooper Flagg and tomorrow, Summer League debut. It's the Mavs against the Lakers. Cooper Flagg, theoretically, against Bronny James. And I know Pat Doney had brought this up. The average ticket price for that game is $650.
That's it.
For a Summer League game? Come on.
It's a big one, dude. We were talking with Ryan Nemhard about how important these games are.
Oh, for him?
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely,
you don't think it's important to Cooper Flagg?
I think it is, but
how are we going to know if he can be the point guard or not?
I don't think he's going to be the point guard,
and whenever he goes up against Luka in this game, obviously that $650 is going to be worth
it. All right, I'll tell you what. If Luka was playing in this game and he's like, oh, I heard all about Cooper Flagg, we'll see what's what, then I would be all about it.
Dude, oh my gosh.
I would be all about it. That is not going to happen.
Kevin, I don't know. I haven't looked when the Mavericks play the Lakers first.
Yeah.
But isn't that what Luka's mind is going to be built on, is, oh, that's the guy you wanted instead of me? Let me go show everybody why I am still Luka.
Because Luka was John the Baptist. All right. I don't want people to think about that too much.
This isn't
Cooper Flagg. Can he score 25 or more points in this game? If so, 3-1 on your money. If you think he could score 30 or more, 8.5-1 on your money. If you think he can score 35 points in this game, which I would be pretty shocked if that happened, 25-1 on your money.
He's not really big on scoring that many points. And by that time, I feel like he'll be out of the game.
Okay. Rebounds. Can he get 10 or more rebounds?
Yes.
2-1 on your money. Can he get 12 or more rebounds?
No.
Okay. If you change your mind, 5.5 to 1 on your money. 14 plus rebounds, 12 to 1 on your money, 16 or more rebounds, 30 to 1 on your money.
I wonder, is he going out there and playing all out like he would a regular season game?
See, I don't think so, but my point is, we talk about betting odds a lot. I don't really remember going over betting odds for summer league
right.
games.
No, yeah, I mean, I see spring training betting odds sometimes. For I'm like, sure. How am I going to do that? I don't know. But my feeling, though, is like, it's how does a guy like that put it in cruise control for a summer league game?
I guess I shouldn't have said he won't go all out. I think he could go all out just in a shortened amount of time. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what but I still don't know, is he going 100% when he's running up and down the court, or is he like, no, it's 75? I don't really. I'm getting my work in, but I'm not moving too fast in this thing.
But I think that's one of the things that we were sold about him, right? Is that's that he doesn't he go 75% or whatever. Like, he goes all out both mentally and physically. Yeah. So I would be inclined to think that he would go pretty hard. This is his first, like, not quite official NBA action.
How much do you think Ryan Nemhard enjoyed the fact that we didn't ask him all the Cooper Flag questions yesterday,
too? It is the exact same way I think about when we had Paige Beckers.
Or Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
And we're not talking about Luka yes. the whole time.
Jalen Brunson's like, oh, you don't have 6 questions about Luka, who's not me? Paige, I'm not Caitlin Clark. I know I'm white and I play WNBA basketball. That's not me. And then the same thing for Nemhard that we just like casually mentioned that he's on the summer league yeah. team with him.
I brought up his other teammate from yes. Gonzaga before I brought up that Cooper Flag.
I am sure that people who get asked about people all the time who aren't actually them mm-hmm. and in some cases aren't even on their team probably gets annoying.
Like Corey Seager loves to talk about his teammates.
He does.
That's the best way to get for Corey sure. Seager to
agreed.
Open up.
Agreed on that.
Is to talk, just say, hey, what do you think about this guy? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's when he'll finally crack open for you.
I agree. You're significantly more likely to get information from him about that than you are to hear him talk yeah. about himself. So I don't actually think that Cooper Flag is going to hit some of these marks. I just wanted to throw it out with you because I think it's fun. Like, even getting 20-plus points tomorrow, that's even money for a summer league
game. And see, that's the thing. All right, so think about this for a second. When a pitcher goes out there to pitch, what do we always hear about a pitcher in spring training? I'm working on something. I'm working on this pitch.
For sure.
So let's say Jason Kidd tells him, hey, I really just want you, or the summer league group, I just want him to work on facilitating this game.
Yeah.
You don't know when he's going to say, now I want you to go out there and score.
Sure.
You know, you don't know, and maybe it is just flow of game, but it does feel like I'm working on some things to prepare for the real season.
And probably because of that, I will, and a few other reasons, I will admit that I was kind of making fun of some of the betting odds, but I'm going to be more invested in tomorrow's summer league game than I might a regular.
You want to watch it on FaceTime with me?
I mean, the answer's not totally no. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, let's talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are we doing there?
We're doing great.
13-1's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about this just a minute ago. Maybe you can think about it, and we'll talk about more contemporary baseball. But we threw out the hypothetical question. If you could grant one baseball player an injury-free career, who would you pick? So we went all the way from DeGrom to Trout to Koufax to Mantle and everybody in between. So that's just a question. I'm curious. You know more about baseball than any of us will ever know. And so just a random question to throw out to you.
Gosh, man, there's so many. I was a huge Mickey Mantle fan.
Yeah.
And that sprinkler, when he stepped on that sprinkler and tore his knee up, that changed a lot of what he could do. But you know what? I got to be selfish. I'm going to look right here with the Texas Rangers. I'm going to go Corey Seager right now because we've had him on the DL a few times. So be nice for him to stay off it the rest of his career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a good answer.
We definitely did bring him up in the conversation, too. And I'm glad you said that, because that leads me to my first question. Since June 20th, Corey Seager has only two games without a hit. In the month of July, he's already hit and, you know, got a hit in almost every game. 3 home runs, 8 runs scored. Is it fair to say that we're seeing Corey Seager, the one we all know, coming back right now?
Oh, I'd say, yeah, without question. He's just right on time with everything. And hit the breaking ball out off a left-hander yesterday. He's in a good spot. So that's, you know, this is Corey, as we know. And, you know, you miss some time coming up that IL. It just sometimes it takes time. Now, we've seen him come off and catch fire right away. But it's just not that easy to hit major league pitching. And but, you know, it's happening for him now, which is a good thing for us.
I know there's a lot of players we could talk about here, but given that Marcus Semien was on fire in June, had a really good start to the month of July, how much does that just change the dynamic of your lineup and your club in general when both of those guys are rocking and rolling at the same time?
Oh, completely. I mean, there are two guys, so, you know, that's who this offense, I think, you know, thrives on, depends on. You know, those are the guys that we all lean on to, you know, provide offense. So, yeah, man, you know, Marcus, sure, that's a, you know, tough start for him, and he's got a track record of being a slow starter, but you saw his timing come, and now the ball's jumping off his bat. You know, I saw BP batting practice, you know, before it all started happening. You could just see it coming with him. We said it's just a matter of time with these guys. And I said, you know, earlier in the season, you know, you just got to keep believing these guys are going to get their numbers close to where they normally are. And yeah, it's a little bit of a climb, but it's happening.
Now, the team started out phenomenally in one-run games this season, but since that start, it has been a struggle. Also a struggle, the hitting and OPS with runners in scoring position. Is there one that's more frustrating over the other, or do you think they go hand in hand as to why both of them have suffered?
Oh, I think without question, they go hand in hand. I mean, pitching has been doing a great job of keeping us in these games, and but, you know, it's, you know, not just the base hits, but it's the productive outs that we've had a hard time getting. And, you know, you don't execute those close games, you're probably not going to win them. You know, and the other teams are lately. You're right. It's been a pretty big swing, especially these extra inning games. And but even 2 days ago, you know, it's a tie ball game. And, you know, we had our guys out there, and they found a way to get a run off of Martin. They threw out a couple good at-bats, and, you know, that probably was pushing Milner a little bit, but ended up walking a guy. So, yeah, that's frustrating to you know, lose these tight ones. So, and that's when a manager takes more responsibility for, you know, and it's my job to try to figure a way to win those games.
Well, then I would love any insight you can give us about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That you talk with the players in terms of this is an opportunity where I need a productive at bat versus I get it. Everyone's trying to go up there and get a hit, hit a home run. That's all fine and well. Like, how do you balance? No, I'm trying to get on base versus, hey, I hear you, but I just need you to move this person over.
Yeah. Well, it's things that we work on in batting practice. We have rounds of batting practice, Some are, they get the bunts down, then they got to move them over from second to third. They got to get them in, infield in, and we put infield back, and they have to get them in. So we create, those times where, they need to think about what they need to do at the plate to execute. And now, I will say, hitting's tougher than it's ever been, and some of these guys are facing, late in the game to – the closers, the setup guys throwing 100 with nasty sliders. It is hard, but it's just having that that fight and that determination to to get it done. And so anyway, if that gets better, I this thing will get turned around and we'll get on a good roll. You can look back at last 10 games. We would have won half of them. We'd be sitting, in a really good position, I think. I got something for you. I just thought of a player.
Okay.
He asked me about staying healthy.
Yeah.
I caught a guy named J.R. Richard. J.R. Richard was an incredible talent, pitcher at Houston, about 6'9". I mean, Nolan Ryan was on that same team.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw 100 with a slider at 93, 94, and ended up having a stroke, which ended his career. But This guy would have stayed healthy. He was a no-doubt Hall of Famer. He was the most intimidating pitcher in that era. And if you ask any hitters that played then, they'll tell you the same thing.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I think he's holding 8 baseballs in one hand.
Holy cow.
He was just incredible. How hard he threw and the stuff that he had. And when he let go of the ball, you felt like he was handing it to you.
Is that just heartbreaking when you see whether they were teammates or your players now that like get through injuries or go through injuries, even though it looks like they're doing things the right way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's incredible the number of injuries now, but more than ever, and you try to figure out why. I mean, they're conditioning more than they ever have, including the off season. And, it's been talked about maybe they're too tight. They need a little bit more fat. They're eating too healthy. There's a lot of theories out there on what's going on that's causing these injuries. And, John Kruk used to say, fat is hard to pull fat. it's just amazing on what's going around throughout baseball. I mean, not just we're talking arm injuries, you know, from pitchers and the Tommy Johns and things, and that's created by the power that they're, you know, get these pitchers to throw and the different type of shapes on the breaking ball, the sweeper and all that. But I mean, just the little things where guys go down.
You know, I'm glad you kind of brought that up too, Boach, because the other night I was listening to the TV broadcast and our old co-host Mike Bassick was kind of having a conversation with Dave Raymond saying, you know, back in his day, players stood around a lot. And now everything from like spring training to batting practice is so planned and so efficient that maybe by the time the players get to game time, they're a little fatigued from everything they've done since like 7 o'clock that morning. And I was just kind of curious if you thought that might be a reality. Have you ever thought about that when you see these guys working all day that hard and then they get to the game and it's a little too much?
Yeah, we have looked at that, you know.
Oh, okay.
How we can lighten the load on these guys, or, you know, at the same time, though, you don't want them sitting around too much.
Yeah.
When our guys go in, they have their routine as far as their conditioning. They go to the weight room and do their stuff, and then they come out. The hitters, they have their routine. They go in the cage and they come out. Every day we do our fundamentals, our ground balls. Outfield does their thing. But we don't keep them out there standing, shagging, you know, trying to get them off their legs. And I tell you what, the stuff that they have in that training room, I mean, it's the machines and gadgets and stuff. I mean, these guys, you know, get taken care of. But still, you know, it's still happening. And every team is saying the same thing we are, though. Yeah, with these injuries, these obliques. I mean, when I played, that was a rare deal. I mean, maybe every couple of years, somebody, you heard about it, somebody pulling their oblique. But now it's a really popular thing. And a lot of that is, you know, from, you know, the torque that they're trying to create and how strong they've gotten. And again, there's not a lot of cushion there. I'm talking about fat and stuff, maybe to help them out.
Maybe some a little bit more of that.
I'll give them some tips. Don't worry.
I was listening to Will Clark, and he was telling a story about trying to help out a current player in San Francisco and with his defense, and that player didn't show up. And I was kind of curious, what questions would you want younger players or somebody new to a team to ask veterans or former players? Like when you see Jack Leiter and he's sitting next to Evo, what kind of questions you hope he's asking him, or like a Josh Smith and he sees Michael Young travel through? What kind of questions you hope these younger players are asking the veterans?
Well, you know, any question that is going to help them become better. Like a Leiter, you know, maybe sitting with them, watching whoever's pitching, what pitch would you throw here? Why? You know, what you're thinking when you're ahead 0-2 or 1-2, what's worked for you as far as making you a better pitcher in your career? Because Evo was a power guy. He threw 100, and he was basically a, you know, fastball, curveball guy. And now, you know, he's got the cutter. He's got the split. I mean, he can sink it. A lot of things he can do now, and that's made him a complete pitcher. And so, you know, that's how you get better. And that's why I love a team with a lot of diversity, because you can look at them and say, well, what's making them better? What can I do similar to what they're doing to make me better? And so that's what you're hoping, instead of just watching the game or not asking anything.
I loved Wyatt Langford's quote after the game last night. You guys had 9 walks, and he said, anytime you get that many walks, the other team kind of didn't do their job, I would say, which feels very fair. But also, it seemed as though, and I think the numbers bear this out, yesterday that y'all's team did a better job at maybe not swinging at so many pitches. Did you see anything in particular plate discipline-wise yesterday that you were like, all right, that's the direction we need to move into?
Yeah, I'll start with how difficult it is to lay off pitches from a guy like Soriano, who throws 96, 97 with that hard slider, and it's sinking. And we did a little bit of chasing early, but the guys made a good adjustment. And sometimes you just got to commit to a take, because it's not that easy when the ball's on the way going, okay, I'll take now. Because he was having his struggles throwing strikes. So guys did a good job of saying, wait a minute, I'm going to make you throw a strike. And he had a hard time doing it. And so, yeah, that's what I thought we did a better job of. Not the swing decision, but before, you know, you took the swing saying, I'm taking a pitch.
And then the last thing I was kind of curious about, I know you're focused on the big league club and right now, but the MLB draft gets started on Sunday. I'm curious how much you're involved in the process or meeting with scouts or CY or all of that, or is that difficult to do while you're like, hey, we got another game today?
Yeah, we're so busy here with our club, and you know, you have your departments, and we have our scouting department, of course, our front office, and you know, that's what they do, and you know, that's what they're really good at. And I tell you, scouting's it's a different thing. You know, you take somebody on the field and say, okay, you go scout high school. Well, you don't really have a reference on a player, so it's hard for you to say or predict 4 years from now, this is what he's going to look like or what he's going to do. And these guys are trained, you know, to scout and evaluate. Yeah, it's a little bit easier for us if they're in you know, professional baseball. But now we get the right guys, making those calls, and see why he's involved. And he does talk about the drive. He keeps us up on what's going on. But we all have too much on our plate here.
I've always thought that a great strategy, instead of just getting a free agent 1 year, would be to take that $35, $40 million and go raid all of the best teams in Major League Baseball and take every single one of their scouts to bring into your organization. Don't you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah. You know, you can have too many cooks in the kitchen, too, now.
That's true. So, that's fair.
Yeah, to your point, I'm a firm believer, huge believer in how important scouts are. And, you know, of course, it's close to home for me because my brother was, you know, he was a career scout. Now my son's doing it. But, you know, as a manager, I rely on scouts, you know, with the information. If they watch a club, I'd love to get their thoughts on that team and, you know, something that can help us. We don't use advanced scouts as much as we used to, but they're the backbone of our industry, and they make our jobs a lot easier. We're in the limelight, but you know, they're the ones doing all the work.
Well, we appreciate all the time you take to spread the word, spread that information. Great win last night. Now let's go get five more going into the break.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good talking with you.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, usually we'll just break down his thoughts after that, but I feel like we could pivot another direction right now.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
No!
We'll win a pair of tickets to go see 21 Pilots when they come to the Dos Equis Pavilion on October 20th. That is, of course, courtesy of Live Nation. You can go buy tickets right now, or you can win them for free. 877-881-1053. Now, I do have a couple of other things for you real quick I wanted to throw out. Didn't get an opportunity to mention this earlier. Jazz Chisholm, the Yankees have been kind of moving him around a little bit, and then they're going to move him from third back to second base, at least for now. We'll see how that goes. And then, did you see, and do you care about the immaculate inning? So Brandon Young yesterday, the starter for Baltimore, threw the immaculate inning in his fifth MLB start. The immaculate inning is 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Does that do anything for you?
Huge care bear when it comes to this.
Okay.
If you can pull that off, like, I want to know how many starters have done that. You know, like, it seems like that's a closer thing or a relief pitcher thing a lot of times.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I might be wrong about this. I don't know.
So just for the record, just to show you, like, it is pretty rare. He's only the fifth Orioles pitcher to ever do it. So I don't have the breakdown.
For the Orioles?
For the Orioles. Gotcha. I don't have the breakdown of starter versus reliever for you. I will look into that. But that does kind of show you how sort of rare that has been.
I've told you there are certain ones that are really cool that won't get broken or that get achieved. Like, that's one of them right there. That's a really cool thing that you can say. Did you ever do that?
Yeah. I did. No, and look, and in the story that I have no doubt Carter thinks we should have led the show with, and I kind of do as well. Pop-Tart mascots, the edible mascots, they're going international. They will be headed to Ireland for the Iowa State, Kansas State opener on August 23rd. Edible Pop-Tart mascots going international. This is the next logical step.
Wasn't this like proven wrong? Didn't the Pop-Tart, it came out as a little Pop-Tart? Like, he went into a little magic mixer of some sort and came out and they were like, oh, a little tiny Pop-Tart.
That's your opinion.
Okay.
The press release has announced that the two, quote, and it says this, surviving mascots.
Oh, no.
From last year's game are making the trip to Dublin. I hear your skepticism, but the Pop-Tarts Bowl, they say differently. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
I have a little Pop-Tart talk coming up, plus the best secondaries in all of football next in The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.